Question number 24. Hey, Achaya Yachol Yaakov Avinu Liknos Zchus HaBechura Me'esav. Ha Ein Adam Machne Davar Shelo Balaolam. Matitzu Azar Arash Varivash Ba'er Baman Echlatu. So the Rosh says that the way that Yaakov is able to be Kone is that he had Esav take a Shavua. And that Shavua raised the level of Das HaMachne so that it would be sufficient in order to be Kone the Davar Shelo Balaolam. The Rivash says that Yaakov was able to be Kone since it was before Matan Torah. So the concept of a Maisa Kinyan hadn't been introduced, and therefore Kinyanim could even work on a Davar Shelo Bal Olam. So what's the Machlokas over here? The Machlokas seems to be about what the Chisaron of a Kinyan on a Davar Shelo Bal Olam is. The Rosh holds that the Chisaron is in the Das. And therefore, a Shavua is going to help fill in the das that the Machne really wants to give the Kone, the Davar Shelo Bal Olam. But the Rivash says, no, the Chisaron is in the Koach Lahaknos, right? Since it's a Davar Shelo Bal Olam, no Maisa Kinyan can relate to that object if it's not there. And therefore, the Rivash, since that's the Chisaron, so you can't fix that with anything, so the Rivash had to give the answer that it was before Matan Torah. Right? A Shavua wasn't going to help for him. Great. Question 25. Ha'im adam yachol lahaknos davar shelo bal olam and beiz li davar shelo bal olam. L'fi Rav Huna or l'fi Rav Nachman. So can someone be kona an object that's not bal olam, or can he be makna something to a person that is shelo bal li davar shelo bal olam? So Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. So Tosu say we have a machlokas of svaras chalukos, right? Rav Huna holds on the one hand that you can sell a davar shelo bal olam. Right, he says that you could sell Peros Dekel that haven't grown yet, but you cannot sell Li Davar Shelo Bal Olam. Right, he says by the case of an Ubar, if you sell to an Ubar, then the Mocher could be Choser even after the Ubar is born. Rav Nachman, however, holds the opposite. You cannot sell a Davar Shelo Bal Olam, but you can sell Li Davar Shelo Bal Olam. And Tosafot say, we see this because Rav Nachman says that you cannot sell the Peros Dekel in the Gemara over there. But by a case of Ubar, we would say that the child is Kone L'Kishetelet. Once he's born, he's Kone. So it seems like a complete Machlokas. But comes up Pnei Yeshua and says, wait, that might not be the case. It seems that the Rashbam in Bava Basra disagrees. Right? He seems to interpret Rav Nachman differently. He says that by Ubar, why is he Kone L'Kishetelet? Because he is called Bala Olam. Right? He's not called someone who's Shalom Bala Olam. So really, Rav Nachman is moda to Rav Huna that you cannot sell something l'davar shelo bal olam, but he happens to hold that an ubar is called davar shelo bal olam, and that's why Rav Nachman holds that you can sell to him. Question 26: Ha'im hodas baldin kame edim dam imamish olo v'tein nafkamina ledina b'nehem. So just the background of this was the Gemara's case of the gardener who calculated that he owed money, and then the other gardener said to give it b'mayim shloshim to the Bala Sada, and then they did a chalipin also, and then he did the math again, he said, oh, he hadn't owed any money at all. So they went to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, no, you can't give it back, because he did two kinyonim. But then Rav explained that, no, it was a taina of ta'iti, and then Rav Nachman said, oh, then it was a kinyon taos. So Tosu say over there that the case was where there were edim, or that there was a hoda from the other people that he owed the money. That he did not owe the money, but, says Tosos is the key, he would not have been Neman Bimigo. So now we get to the actual machlokas about Hodas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. The Ran holds that Hodas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami is dummy, is not mamish. It's not dummy mamish. Why? How do we see this? Because he says that the gardener would not have been Neman Bimigo because it's a Bimigo Bimakum Edim. Because it's amigo, b'makom anan sahadi, right? We're anan sahadi that he would have been careful with what he said before being mode, that he owed money, and so that's why we wouldn't use the amigo. But we see from this run that he seems to hold that hodas baal din is not kamei dami mamish. If it were, then he would say like the Mordechai that we're about to say out. So the run holds that hodas baal din kamei dami is not mamish. The Mordechai says no, it is mamish. What's the problem with the Migo in our case? It's a Migo b'makom hodas baal din kimei edim dami, which makes it a Migo b'makom edim. And we said that the Rashbeit seems to agree with the Mordechai that Hodas Baal Din Kamei Eidu Dami Mamish, but he just has a difference that he doesn't hold that's the case outside of Beis Din. Inside of Beis Din, it's Kamei Eidu Dami Mamish. Outside of Beis Din, it's not Kamei Eidu Dami Mamish. So we have this machlokas, these two sides. The Ran says that it's not Kamei Eidu Dami Mamish, and the Mordechai and the Rashbeit, just with one chilek between the two of them, hold that it is Kamei Eidu Dami Mamish. What's the nafkamina? So we weren't so sure. There's a lot of conversation about it, but we spoke to Rebbe. It seems that the nafkamina is, will we say Migo can work in a case of Hudas Baal Din generally? So according to the Ran, yeah, we could say a Migo against Hudas Baal Din because it's not Kamei Eidu Dami Mamish. It happens to be that here we have an Anan Sahadi that makes it a Hudas Baal Din, that makes it a Migo B'makom Eidim, but it's not because of the Hudas Baal Din. According to the Mordechai and the Rashbeit, if there's a Hudas Baal Din, then you'll never be able to say amigo because Hodas Baal Din is Kameya Eidim Mamish. All right, home stretch over here. 27. B'ma nechalku Rav Ushmuel im amar holech mana leploni shani chayev lo kitzabir harif bedas Rav ma hekshalav harosh ma hishiv alze agon Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. So the Gemara Yadalan of an Aleph says that if Rav says that in a case of holech mana leploni shani chayev lo, the Lova cannot be chozer, but he's still chai b'achrayis in the mana. So if it doesn't make it to the malva, he'll be responsible. The Lova will be responsible. Shmuel disagrees and says that since he's chai b'achrayis, then it must be the case that he, the Lova, can be chozer. So the riff comes, quoted by the Rush. The riff explains, he says that there's the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Yud Aleph and Aleph hold that Shichur of an Eved is a Zchus. So once the Adon says, Tein Shtar Shichur Zela Avdi, he cannot be Chozer. However, since the Shichur is only Chal once the Shtar gets the Eved's hand. However, the Shichur is only Chal once it gets to the Eved's hand. Right? We had this sugya earlier. But that's what the Rif says. What we didn't see is his Raya. The Rif's Raya is from our Gemara. He says, Rav in our Gemara is a great mucker that you can make such a split between the Zchus Chazara and something else. Right? And the Chalos. Rav in our Gemara makes a split between the Zchus Chazara of the Love and whether the Love is Chayev Bachrayas. So the Rif says, oh, Rav seems to be a good mucker for that Mishnah, for my Shita and that Mishnah, that you can split between two things. Mahek Shalav Arash, comes the Rosh and asks, these two cases are not the same. In the Gemara, Yudal and Amid Aleph, we're allowed to make a split. Since the middleman can be Zocha in the Zchus Chazara, by taking it away from the Love for the Malve, without being Zocha in the Achrayas for the Malve, since the Achrayas is a Chov. So that's why you can make the split. We're going to say he can be Zocha in the Zchus Chazara, but he's not going to be Zocha in the Chov, because Ein Chavin La'adam Ela B'fanav. However, in the case of the Eved in the Mishnah, Haba HaTalia, right, the two are connected. Chazara and Shichur are both Zchusim for the Eved. So we say Zachin Adam Shela B'fanav and Zachiyaz Mitam Shlichus. So if he can't be Chozer, then the Shichur should be Chal as well. That's the Rush. It says you can't split in that Mishnah Yid Aleph and Aleph. So it comes with Shmuel Rizovsky and says that maybe we can explain for the Rif that Zachiyaz Lav Mitam Shlichus. So the Malva is Zocha in the Zchus Chazara, but it's not a Shlichus, so it's not Maus Biad HaMalva, it's not as if the money has been paid to the Malva, and therefore, therefore the Lova is still Chai Bachrayis. That's the Yisod of Rav's Chilek, Rav's splitting. And he says this is based on the Divrei Emes, who explains that the Riv holds that Zechiah is Lavitam Shlichus. So even if the Eved in the Eved case is Zocha and the Zchus Chazara, we don't have to say that the Shtar Shichur is in the Yad of the Eved, and therefore, right, since there's been no Nesina Liyado, therefore there's no Shichur. So in the case of the Halva, there's a Zchus for the Malve in the Love not being allowed to be Chozer, right, the Zchus Chazara, but the Love is still going to be Chai B'Achrayis until the Maos reach the hands of the Malve. And we said Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz just points out that the Rambam says that the achrayus of the chov is on the Love until the payment gets to the Malve or to his shaliach. So again, if Zechiah is lavitam shlichus, like we want to say within the Rif, then it's then this hasn't happened. The mo's haven't reached the hands of the malveh, and therefore the loveh is still gonna be chayv b'achrayis, even if he's given up this chus chazara. So that's question 27. It's all within shitas rav. Comes question 28. Talks about shitas shmua. Kitzad afshel levar shitas shmua. Tein shlosh drachim. Mahek shva tosvos al bira gemara b'shitas shmua lefi ha'ava mina. Kitzad afshel yashiv kushiyazol lefi apnei Yoshua. So we brought three possible approaches to explain shmua. The first one was a simple pshat. The simple pshat would be that we have an umdina that if the lova is chayiv b'achrayis, he doesn't want the malveh to be zocheh in the zchus chazara, right? If he's still chayav b'achrayis, then he's not going to want to give up the zchus chazara. The problem we had with this is the Ramban. The Ramban says that Shmuel would make the chilek that he makes in the Gemara, even if the loveh said zchi explicitly. But if he says zchi explicitly and not just holich, then that seems to be the loveh showing that he wants there to be a zchiyah. So we can't say that the answer is that we have an umdina. So we quoted the Birkas Shmuel, who gives another explanation of Shitas Shmuel. Birkas Shmuel says that Shmuel holds that if the loveh is chayv v'achrayis, then there is no piron hachov. And it's not shayach for the malveh to be zoche in the maos if there's no piron. Therefore, the loveh is not going to lose the zchus chazara because there was no piron, right? Birkas Shmuel is saying that halachically, if the loveh is still chayv v'achrayis, it can't be the case that he's chayv v'achrayis. And the zchus and the malveh has been zocha in the mos, and therefore there hasn't been a piron. And if there hasn't been a piron, then the loveh can be chozer in it as long as he wants to. The third shita, the third svar we gave was based on the Pnei Yoshua quoting the Rush. The Pnei Yoshua quotes the Rush, who asks the kasha. He says maybe we could say that holich is lav kizchi, but the middleman should be zocha for the malveh because tofis the balchov kana. So the loveh can't be chozer. Maybe that's the explanation. But the Rush answer is that this wouldn't work because the loveh could say to the middleman, O kabel achrayis, or hachzer li mashatavasta. Right? Why should I have achrayis and you don't give me and you have the money? So either give me the money back or take achrayis. So comes the Bnei Yoshua and explains that the Rush is saying that Tofis the Baal Chov wouldn't be Kona in our case, since it would be Chav L'Acherim of the Loveh. The Loveh will be giving us his money, but still be Chayav Achrayis. So there's a Chav L'Acherim in that case, and so he should be allowed to be Chozer, because otherwise it's Tofis the Baal Chov and Malkum Shechav L'Acherim. Right? If he can't be Chozer, he's giving it up, but it's Chav L'Acherim of him. So that's the Pnei Yoshua. I mean, how does that explain Shmuel? Shmuel is saying that yeah, if he's giving up the achrayis, then he's also sorry. If he still has the achrayis, then it must be the case that he could still be chozer, bro. So we had a kasha of Tosos. Tosos asks, why does the Gemara have a hava amina that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel was about whether holich is kizchi or not? Shmuel says his svara explicitly. He says his svara is mitoch, right? Since the loveh is chayav achrayis, so he can be chozer. So why is there a havamina that the machlokas is about holich kizchi or lav? So based on the Pnei Yoshua, we can answer very nicely, right? The Gemara was saying that maybe if you thought holich kizchi, we wouldn't apply tovis the balchov b'machon shechav la'achirim lokana, right? Since it would be out of the hands of the loveh completely, right? Holich kizchi, it's out of his hands. So maybe Shmuel had to say holich is lav kizchi, and therefore he can say that he can't be chozer, and he is not chayv b'achrayis. In the maskana, even though Shmuel holds holich is kizchi, right? The Gemara says everyone agrees that holich is kizchi, so that's a maskana. Even though Shmuel agrees that holich is kizchi, he still says that if the loveh would be chayv b'achrayis, we'd say that it would be tovis b'makom shechav la'achirim if the loveh lost his chus chazara. Right? We'd still consider it chav la'achirim, even though holich is kizchi, it's still chav la'achirim if he doesn't have his chus chazara, and therefore it'll be tovis b'makom shechav la'achirim. And since he's chayv b'achrayis, Shmuel says, since he's chayv b'achrayis, then he is allowed to be chozer bo. Right? It should be a lot of atzlacha at the chazara.